4NHB, this is KF4MUF. You're still real static into the repeater on my end. I don't know if somebody else has got you any clearer.
Negative, Jody. He is, and he's got that Roger beep, so he must have just programmed that radio, and he has to go into the internet connections to get rid of that beep every time he keys the mic. This is N0TR, Tom, and I'm in Greer.
Get rid of the beep for, didn't realize it was on.
It happens all the time, especially with the Yaesus, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Just got my license in today. I'm brand new now. No concept of what I'm doing, my friend.
Well, that happens to all of us, you know. Been there and done that, so don't feel bad about it. It's not hurting anything. It's just something that's you'll probably get called down on a few times. I won't say it's annoying. I know what it is, and I used to ask the one of the forefathers of our repeater here, K4SUG, and he knew immediately how to do that. Rusty, W2T, we just put a new radio in his car the other day, and it had that. And he said he had to go back and look at the menu, and it was something, I don't know, a menu 5, but it was in something about internet connections. And you disable that, and it gets rid of that beep. Other than that, I can't help you much, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. I just wanted to let you know. And, Jody, I'm going to sign back off. I'm trying to clean out my glasses case that I run over with my lawnmower. This is N0TR.
25 south, and you're as clear as a bell. I appreciate your comeback.
Your signal's great now. It was scratchy before, like Jody said. But you're coming in good. Go ahead, Jody.
Scratchy on my end, but I can understand him better now. This is KF4MUF.
Reverend Deck, I'll put the long range antenna on. I'm out in the backyard, so hopefully the house is not interfering.
More tip, and we all do this too, is that when you hold your mic, hold it a little bit further away from your mouth so that it won't sound muffled. And I'm not criticizing you. I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm learning. All help. Appreciate it. Just any better.
Yes, sir. We learn every day. And it's nice to meet you. My name's Tom. I'm in Greer. I'm in 0 Tango Romeo. 73, and I'll turn you over to Jody.
KF4MUF, and I'm in Pickens, Liberty, South Carolina. Roger.
25 south here in Greenville. So the little old handheld, I guess, is getting out pretty good.
It's good now. I still got a little bit of static in there, but that's usually just from the handheld. But, yeah, I got a good copy on you.
I appreciate talking to both of you. My name is Danny Couch, 25 South here in Greenville. This be KQ4NHB signing off. Thank you very much.
KQ4NHB, this is KF4MUF, 73, my friend.
KO4HKX, hey Jody. On the road now. I'll be here for a minute or two until I cross the state line. And if that other station's still listening, the wires X is what's causing that beep. If you'll turn it off, it'll take care of that.
Turn off again, please.
Called wires X. There's a button on there that should, you'll have to hold it down to turn it off, if I remember correctly. And that should take care of your beep for you.
Hey there, I put a few frequencies in, just test it out, but I will go back in, look up the wire X, and I will shut this down immediately. KQ4NHB, signing off. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, and if we can help any way we can, just let us know. KO4HKX. Go ahead, Jody.
I don't know about turning the beeper off, but if we can help him out any way we can, love to get him a new one started in the hobby. Roger.
made my fair share of mistakes when I got in and still do.
Well, look at me this afternoon.
It's part of it. But if nobody ever tells you, you don't know.
Definitely right.
Radio sounding different to you, because this is my ID5100. I'm in my excursion now.
He said it's a little bit more tinny, but it's clear, and I don't hear the diesel sound, but it sounds, still sounds like you, and it sounds good sounding rig.
Tells me as soon as I switch vehicles, they can tell the difference.
And Patrick, I'm gonna turn up the audio on this thing and tell me if it makes a difference.
I'll be around for a minute or two.
I just had to turn a knob. That's at 3 o'clock right there.
Just brought your volume up just a little bit, so that sounds good to me. Give me one more.
4:35. Lock right there. You want me to leave it alone, take the knobs off and throw them away, or what?
Nothing good there. I might back to 3 o'clock. I mean, that just a little bit.
It's 12 o'clock before, you know, I just had it halfway up, so it wasn't like it was even turned up any.
That, man, you're sounding good. I wouldn't mess with it anymore.
Knobs off and throw them away.
But I wouldn't mess with them until next time you had to.
Roger that. You ever hear of an Akari system that goes on the roof of your vehicle?
Never heard of that.
It's up on a computer, and it's called Akari. And it's a, it bolts to where your brake light goes. And it's what a lot of the counties, you know, the municipalities use and stuff like that. And it's great for antenna mounting and stuff. I'll eventually put one on my truck like that again. I have one on my other truck, but I couldn't put it on this Denali because it wouldn't fit correctly.
To check it out. And a lot of times they only do those for newer vehicles, and nothing I'm driving is newer. Everything's 2000 or older.
My Ford, it was a 2004.
On my truck, but this excursion, I don't know that it would.
You know, you can go in here and tell them what year is and all that stuff, and it'll tell you if they got it or if it fits. And you know, they've got different ones. They've got three or four of them that fits, you know, different sizes and thicknesses and all that.
I have to check it out. That would be pretty nice. Instead of having to punch a hole. And another option other than a magnet sometimes.
I haven't punched a hole yet because I'm hoping to still do that. And that way I don't have to punch a hole in my roof. And, you know, it works out well. And they'll make them from probably, I think, 12 or 14 inches wide up to like 36 inches wide.
A lot of antenna on 36 inch wide mounting bracket.
I did.
I have crossed the state line, so I'll lose the repeater here pretty quick, so I'll go ahead and clear out with you. Good to talk to you again this afternoon, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HGX. I'll be clear. 7-3s, Jody.
Good safe trip home. 7-3s. We'll catch you in the morning.